he's back. Showing little sign he'd been hospitalized for 2 months, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino delivered his State of the City address last night, proposing a string of new initiatives. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the celebratory mood from the moment Mayor Menino entered Faneuil Hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Thomas M. Menino, Mayor of Boston. What doesn't kill you
makes you stronger. It was with sheer confidence that a slimmed down Tom Menino walked down the center aisle to the refrains of Kelly Clarkson's Stronger. He used a cane and did not climb the stairs to the main stage. Instead, spoke from a podium in front of the stage. There was a chair nearby, but the mayor did not use it. He stood the entire time as he delivered a nearly half-hour-long speech.
And so I stand before you, a grateful mayor.
With a nod to Governor Patrick and other politicians, including a half-dozen members of Congress, he thanked the medical teams that treated him over the past few months and Bostonians who sent well wishes during the time he was hospitalized.
Thank you. You pulled me through.
His report on the state of the city was all optimism as he touted the work of his administration over the past two decades and promised new initiatives ahead. New business development, a $30 million investment in work to improve quality in schools, efforts by neighborhoods and public safety teams to improve quality of life.
Homicides are down in Boston again. Violent crime and property crime are down 28% over the last 7 years. Those who bring guns and drugs into our neighborhoods should know we will bring you to justice.
And there was an ambitious pledge to advancing equality in the year ahead.
In 2013, we'll also make Boston the premier city for working women. Among other steps, we'll make Boston the first city in the country to achieve pay equity for women.
In a night of standing ovations, that remark drew the longest applause. Menino promised a series of initiatives to make that happen, targeting areas including affordable child care and networking opportunities. The reaction after the speech? Boston City Councilor Rob Consalvo.
I think the mayor is back. I think he gave an impressive speech tonight, laid out an ambitious agenda for 2013, and make no mistake about it, he is ready to go.
The Reverend Eugene Rivers says the mayor sent a message to anyone who's thinking about running for the city's top job this year.
The way the mayor walked in to this hall tonight, at one level, said it all. He walked in with such confidence and swag, and just the way he comported himself, any of you boys want a piece of this? It was impressive.
Dorchester resident Trina Matos Ambrose verbalized what many in the packed hall came to see. She wanted to know how the mayor is doing.
I thought he looked good. I can tell that he's healing, and that's really what I came to see how he was doing and to see if we can get another 4 more years out of him. I think he can do it.
The mayor has not yet said whether he will seek re-election to an unprecedented sixth term in office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.